Imagine this. I watch a movie. I buy the movie online because my favourite actor or actress appears in the trailer. But much to my dismay, their scenes were totally cut out of the film, wasn't in the movie at all, never appeared, not once. So I took them to court and I won. True story, we've got Catherine Leach from Leach Legal, who's a lawyer. We're going to try and unpack this and figure out how they won. Hello, Catherine. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
So the two fans, they sued Universal Studios. The movie was, it was that Beatles movie Yesterday. And now a new ruling could make that deceptive movie trailers a target for legal action. How, only in America, but what on grounds did the two fans win, on what grounds?
Look, it seems to me, in broad terms, it's a misleading and deceptive conduct. So you were promised something when you saw the trailer, and when you turned up, you didn't get it, the same as if you were promised, you know, a machine that was going to, I don't know, wash your clothes, and when you put your clothes in, it didn't wash them. It's a similar process, I think.
But isn't that just the movie industry trying to hook people into a movie?
Well, I think that's right. If you went through every bit on the trailer, and I think there's been examples of many movies where they put things in the trailers to entice people in, and then those scenes don't actually appear in the movie. I mean, where do we stop with that? You know, my feelings are upset because somebody looked like they were going to have a relationship, and then in the movie they never did.
Yeah. So scenes were cut. Would you? Could we start going down that track?
Look, possibly in America you could. I think that the main thing to remember here is that there's no gatekeeper when you file these applications. So you can put whatever you like in the application. Whether it's going to be successful is the second and important thing. And obviously this one was. But, you know, I'm not confident that this is the sort of thing that the courts here would be dealing with.
Could this have the potential in the future to become a worldwide ruling, because obviously a lot of the massive films are made in America, so the trailers are shown in Australia. So could it eventually become something universal?
I get it to an extent, because if I look at a movie trailer and there's George Clooney running around and I think that's awesome, I'm going to go and watch that movie, and then I watch the movie and he's never been in it. It is pretty misleading because that's the premise that you went there, right? But whether it's a secondary actor who appeared for 2 minutes and then wasn't in the final movie, yeah. You know, I suppose it's the extent of it, isn't it?
So they went for $7 million. Do you think that they'll get $7 million from Universal Studios?
Well, what my understanding from my reading is that the $7 million is based on it now being a class action, so that if you also feel aggrieved because this person's not in there, you can jump on the bandwagon and all of you get a bit of money because you're all upset.
Oh, okay. So the two fans that took Universal Studios to court, so they paid $6 each Australian. You would have thought that it might have probably cost them more to go to court.
Well, this is the other factor in America, is that you've got a no-win, no-fee system there. So as a lawyer, you can put yourself out and say, sure, I'll take your case on, and if you win, I'm going to take 30% of it. And so everybody just trundles off, whereas here we really don't have that system, so that the lawyers need to be pretty certain that you are, firstly, that you can pay as you go along, or secondly, that you're going to be successful at the end of it, so they get the fee.
So let's say they didn't win, so the lawyer wouldn't have been paid for that?
If they didn't win, if it's a no-win, no-fee, then the lawyer wouldn't get paid for it, that's right.
Oh, that just seems like how can you stay in business as a lawyer in America?
Well, I guess you don't take something on if you don't think it's got a chance of winning.
Okay.
Really.
Would you have taken a case on like this? Would you have looked at it and said, oh, yeah, I reckon we could win, or no chance?
I think it's the damages issue, right? So yes, they've been successful in winning, but they might get $2 or they might get their rental back.
Yes.
And then it's been successful, but my one-third of $6 isn't going to cover my rent in my office and my wages.
So you're thinking at this point, nothing like this could happen on Australian soil, but never say never, because really, I mean, deception, is there a sort of deception or misleading law in Australian law?
Well, there's deceptive and misleading conduct when it comes to products, right? So I can't tell you that my pill is going to make you lose, 50 kilos if I don't have any basis for that. So that really protects people from these misleading things. But I suppose, again, it's the extent of it. Yes, it might have been misleading, but what's the damage? Your feelings being hurt isn't, how do you monetize that?
Yeah, good point. And so you, Catherine, you are a divorce and family lawyer. Do you get, after this festive season, do you get more people wanting to file for divorce after spending time with their family and each other?
Look, we absolutely do. It's usually for two reasons. One is that they're spending time with each other and they realise that it's not going to work. But we also have people who have already made the decision to separate. And a lot of them have already had legal advice in the months leading up to Christmas. And then they see Christmas out and then they pull the trigger after Christmas. So it is a fairly busy time for us after the holidays.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I know it's a bizarre story, but it's a odd one to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just truly bizarre. If you'd like to get in touch with Catherine after Christmas or you need a divorce, leechlegal.com.au. Thanks for your time, Catherine. Have a lovely Christmas and New Year.
Thank you, Angie.
And the movie I was referring to was called Yesterday, British movie, a few years old, based around the Beatles music.